If you're a rat, then I'm the biggest fucking mutt in the history of the mafia.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, August 24th, 2018. Welcome to day 582. I got a bit of a sore throat today, so bear with me on this one. The chief financial officer at the Trump Organization was given immunity by federal prosecutors in New York as part of their criminal investigation into hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal during the 2016 presidential campaign. Alan Weisselberg, who is identified in court filings as Executive One, helped authorize $420,000 in reimbursements to Michael Cohen and was granted immunity last month in exchange for his grand jury testimony about his role in the payments. According to prosecutors, Cohen, then Trump's attorney, sent an invoice to Weisselberg in January 2017 for, quote, payment for services rendered for the month of January and February 2017, end quote. This reflected Cohen's $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels in October 2016, as well as an additional $50,000 for tech services. Weisselberg directed another Trump Organization executive to pay from the trust and to post to legal expenses. Executives at the Trump Organization grossed up for tax purposes the reimbursement, doubling the invoice to $360,000, adding a $60,000 bonus. After he was elected, Trump handed over control of his financial assets and business interests to Eric Trump, Trump Jr., and Weisselberg. Meanwhile, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is considering criminal charges against the Trump Organization and two senior company officials in connection with Cohen's hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. The state's investigation would focus on whether the Trump Organization violated state tax law for using Cohen's reimbursement as a legal expense. Federal prosecutors have said the payments were based on sham legal invoices in connection with a non-existent retainer agreement and that Cohen did no legal work in connection with the matter. The New York State Attorney General's office is seeking a referral from the State Department of Taxation and Finance, which is required in order to conduct the inquiry and to prosecute any violations of state tax law. Trump does not have the power to pardon people and corporate entities convicted of state crimes. The Associated Press and New York Times are reporting that after Jeff Sessions said he would not be influenced by politics, Trump tweeted that Sessions must look into all of the corruption on the other side, adding, quote, "Come on, Jeff, you can do it. The country is waiting," end quote. On Thursday, Trump criticized Sessions in a Fox News interview for failing to control the Justice Department, after which Sessions said the Department of Justice, quote, "will not be improperly influenced by political considerations," end quote. Trump mocked Sessions' response, tweeting, "Jeff, this is great, what everyone wants." In particular, Trump wants Sessions to investigate, quote, "deleted emails, Comey lies and leaks, Mueller conflicts, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Orr, FISA abuse, Christopher Steele and his phony and corrupt dossier, the Clinton Foundation, illegal surveillance of Trump campaign, Russian collusion by Dems, and so much more," end quote, nearly all of which Sessions has recused himself from. And finally, CIA informants close to the Kremlin have largely gone silent ahead of November's midterms, leaving the spy agency in the dark about what Putin plans for the upcoming elections. Officials say the expulsion of American intelligence officers from Moscow and the outing of an FBI informant has had a chilling effect on intelligence collection. Putin has also said he is intent on killing spies, like the poisoning in March in Britain of a former Russian intelligence officer. Earlier this year, Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, demanded that the full House and Senate intelligence committees be given access to documents about the FBI informant's role in the Trump campaign. Trump and the White House have encouraged the FBI to make the classified information available to the public. And in the polls, the Associated Press says 35% of Americans think Trump's tariffs will leave them worse off financially, while 19% expect improvement. 40% expect the tariffs to help the economy, while 44% expect them to hurt, and 16% expect them to make no difference. 38% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of the presidency. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump canceled Mike Pompeo's planned trip to North Korea, citing a lack of progress on denuclearization. 2, Trump told the Italian prime minister that he's ready to help fund the country's public debt next year by buying Italian government bonds. 3, Blackwater founder Eric Prince is still trying to convince Trump to let him privatize the war in Afghanistan. 4, the former Air Force contractor who leaked a top-secret government report in 2017 on Russian hacking efforts was sentenced to 5 years and 3 months in federal prison. Reality Winner pleaded guilty in June and is the first person to be sentenced under the Espionage Act since Trump took office. And 5, John McCain will end medical treatment for his brain cancer. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
Yo, leave me a review on iTunes.